John S. Doyle is here with what it says in the papers.
The arrival in Ireland last night of Joe Biden, President of the United States, is the big story for most papers this morning. He's seen on the front page of the Irish Examiner and Irish Independent, emerging from Air Force One beside its large presidential seal. The Irish Times photograph shows him being greeted at Aldergrove Air Base in County Antrim by the UK's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. The Irish News highlights the intense security for the visit. It's the only Joe in town, according to the Irish Sun headline. Gale to the chief, says the Irish Daily Star, over a report that Mr. Biden was greeted with wind and rain for the start of his historic visit. He told reporters before leaving the United States that he was flying here to keep the peace, the Irish Daily Mirror reports, and that is the general message in the other papers. The Times says that the US president, in a speech in Belfast today, is expected to stress the benefits of the Belfast Agreement. The Independent speaks of a pledge of cash to end Brexit standoff. Biden would promise fresh economic supports for Northern Ireland on condition that there is restoration of power sharing at Stormont, Senan Maloney writes. The Irish Daily Mail and The Sun lead with the crash in County Galway on Easter Monday, in which two 14-year-olds, Lucas Joyce and Kirsty Bowen, were killed. Days of mourning for them lie ahead, says The Independent. The Times reports that Gardaí investigating the crash are hopeful that interviews with the two survivors, who are also children, will help them piece together how the crash occurred, and that mobile phones found at the scene might offer some insight. The Mail speculates about what form the Garda investigation will take. In other news, in The Independent, Paul Williams marks the 60th birthday of Jerry the Monk Hutch. On Monday, says Williams, the Special Criminal Court will deliver a verdict as to whether the monk is guilty or not guilty of the murder of Kinahan cartel member David Byrne in February 2016. The Times reports that the National Cyber Security Centre is to draw up advice for the public to confront the risk of scams and other threats brought about by what Minister of State Oisin Smith has described as frightening advances in artificial intelligence, or AI. In a column in The Examiner, Sarah Hart says we struggle to keep up as AI tech surges ahead. She mentions the Kuwait media outlet, which introduced last Saturday a virtual news presenter using artificial intelligence named Feda and the image of a woman. Feda's hair was uncovered and she wore a black jacket and white T-shirt. On the same day, Hart writes, she was in a Cork restaurant earwigging snatches of a conversation. The male friend of a family group had used ChatGPT to write a visa application and was extolling its virtues. The mother of the family joked about her son, "Great, that's his leaving cert sorted."